Enjoy a unique performance of the Nutcracker. Let a Latin American sound reset your holiday spirit, and then listen to tuba players light up the Riverwalk. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
Tonight, Corey McCray says the Alamo City Performing Arts will put on a ballet performance of the Nutcracker.
Tonight, we're going to have our sensory-friendly show with Eva's Heroes, where we'll be paired up with our dancers. And we've taken out the battle scene and reduced the sound and raised up the lights for them.
Eva's Heroes addresses special needs children. Music will come from CD tonight, but tomorrow and Sunday, Symphony Viva provides the music live.
And then on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., Symphony Viva will be performing with us.
Conductor Guadalupe Rivera says the classic is a timeless one.
You've grown up with these tunes, and you've heard these tunes always around this time, you know, the march or the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Rivera says Symphony Viva was born out of the Pulse nightclub shooting when people all around the nation came together to raise awareness and money for the victims.
And then after that, they still went to play together. And goal is to be a self-sustaining regional orchestra.
Catch the McAllister Auditorium sensory-friendly performance tonight, then four additional performances tomorrow and Sunday. Then, singer Azul Barrientos is performing a different kind of holiday concert just a few blocks down San Pedro at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center.
In Latin America, there are songs that are sang at the end of the year.
She thinks the holidays are a great time to hit the reset button.
Right. I mean, it could be super stressful, and I think that a lot of us, especially in America, we make it stressful because of the gifting and the obliged togetherness. But it's also a beautiful moment to be thankful about, you know, we're still here.
She will be joined by other musicians as well.
I'm performing with Andrew Bergman on the upright bass, Nina Rodriguez on the percussion, and Emilio Alvarez on the cello. I play the guitar and I play the jarana and I sing, yes.
If you don't know the jarana, you're hearing it now.
It's an instrument native of Veracruz, Mexico.
You can catch your concert tomorrow at 8 at the Esperanza. If you're on a downtown river barge at noon tomorrow, you're going to hear a surprising sound.
We call it a Tuba Meister Christmas.
Ray Grimm explains what a Tuba Meister is.
A Meister would be somebody who's a master of whatever it is that they're doing. So we are, at least hypothetically, the masters of the tuba.
Grimm and the Tuba Meisters invite other tuba players to come to the Arneson and play holiday songs for free.
At noon, we strike it up with anywhere from 150 to 200 plus people.
And those people are blowing tubas, baritone horns, and euphoniums.
Yeah, I would say my favorite song is Silent Night.
Does any particular memory stand out?
Yes, actually, where one of our members fell into the river, ruined his iPhone.
He wanted to make a big splash, you know.
Indeed.
This is the 41st time tuba players have gathered there to elevate your holiday. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.